together with the amendment, which I believe you have proposed. But they said it's under, I mean, if I put it on, that really speaks for different special groups. I don't do that, so you can explain that to us. Substitutes the mark of 316. Okay. Mr. Chairman, let me make sure Senator Moss is asking. You have CSSB 484S dated March 16. The purpose of this, just a refreshment committee, was to try to establish an ongoing social services fund that would have a statewide application, but which would be administered through municipal governments that have health powers. And there was introduced this morning a bill, what's the number, 521. that the bill be approved with changes. Perhaps, since your signature is on the floor, I can, could you, Mr. Middleton, explain the two changes and why they're there? The first change makes reference to a paper sale being void and definition of who will be funded to recommend for the administrative aspects. It does not reference specifically the support, the administrative support, the HSAs. You understood the HSAs will be picking up the work that they will be doing. Sorry, I should have read one. It was intended to give them 5%.
Was it?
It was not.
And I'm clear that was.
Okay, it was.
Commissioner, if you decide.
Is that a message from Garcia or something? The administration is cannot until we get all the formal approvals. Sounds like 1983. Okay. Senator Hopper's question is why this needs to be explicit in the statute. This is explicit with regard to the municipality, but we now want to exclude the other work that other planning entities may do besides the municipality, like the HSAs. Okay, and you're talking about lines 27 to 29, I guess, or 26 to 28 on page 2. The municipality shall limit its cost for these kind of programs 5%.
Correct.
So we would somewhere put a similar provision in for HSAs.
Well, that's our area of concern. That's the status quo concern.
Yes, I think that should be done. One of the objectives here was to give the HSAs some additional bolstering, particularly at a time when their funding has been increased, as I understand. And this would serve that purpose. And the next amendment was to empower the department as they review and monitor and monitor the function with regard to the district, with regard to the location of the streets. Okay, the bill calls for the municipality to distribute funds to providers and to conduct audits and violations of the program. And you're saying that you would like the audit or review function to be done by the department, is that correct? And this is a policy dispute between the municipality and Anchorage, at least, and the department. I talked to Julie Jones, who would not be favorable to the change. Yes?
If we added a section of HSAs, obviously the department should be responsible for auditing there.
Yes.
Now, seeing that on page 2, we could add a 020C. Or possibly add it to A that provides for the same language on not to exceed 5% to HSAs and the HSAs as they already are subject to the review audit.
In 020A, after on line 13, after AS 47.77.010, we could add something to this effect. Each health systems agency shall limit its cost for administering the program under this section 5% of the amount appropriated to this program. Or track that item.
And you're already empowered to review and monitor and audit everything the HSA is doing.
No, we're not. They're a federally funded entity.
Okay, we could give them the
but they're only advisory.
What we're concerned here is the acting according to this legislation. We could be following up on their recommendations with regard to the provision of dollars to support specific projects via certain providers that they recommend. And it needs to be followed with those providers with regard to their expenditure state funds and funding.
Do you want that follow up to be by the HSAs or by the department?
The HSAs are not geared to handle that kind of
issue. Yeah.
Well, okay, so they've done the recommendations to the department. The department makes the decision following guidelines adopted. We cannot allocate more than 5% back to the HSAs for their cost in providing input. And then the department already has decision is based on their recommendation.
Don't you have implicit, I guess that's, don't you have inherent authority to do review, monitoring, and auditing of programs that you fund with your own grant?
Well, for whatever reason, the state department does not have that guarantee.
No, I understand that.
We do have that guarantee.
So without a legal change, you would have that authority as to HSAs, I believe, but not as to cities.
So that all we need is a 5% limitation.
All we would need is a 5% limitation for the state of cities.
Cost of this assessment is 5%. It's not appropriated, it's only right. It should be the amount appropriated because the appropriation in that case goes to health and social services. And then you have expenditures 5% of whatever the appropriate.
Yeah. I think you need to look at the various appropriated to its program because we don't really appropriate it to for a municipal program. We appropriate to the fund and then it's distributed. Probably distributed.
Yeah, distributed to that municipality or to that health service area. That's not very simple.
Okay, so what are my first changes?
And you have to find out that the department currently does not have the capacity to do those chores with regard to this decision of additional cost.
No, we have. We did reduce the bill today. $8 million. Now your fiscal note talks to administrative expense. $8,131,600. We could change the figure in the appropriation as per.
Circulate also the companion.